بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا وحبيبنا وقدوتنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه، وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه، علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما، أخرجنا من ظلمات الوهم واكرمنا بنور الفهم، وأنعم علينا يا عظيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. أما بعد. After the praise to Allah Almighty and peace be upon his beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I testify that there is no God except Allah, and I testify that Muhammad is the Prophet and the Messenger of Allah. Inshallah, my brothers and sisters, our topic tonight, before I start a new series next week, and next week's new series will be on a biography on the great imams in the Islamic history, and I'm mainly going to focus on the four imams who the Muslim nation had accepted, and accepted their teachings: Imam Abu Hanifa, Imam Malik, Imam Al-Shafi'i, and Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal. Insha'Allah, I'll start with the biography of the earliest one of them, the great Imam, Imam Abu Hanifa, and that's our next topic that we'll be speaking about the next few Mondays. It's the biography of the great Imams, and if we get the chance to speak about other great Imams that came after them in the history of Islam, Insha'Allah, we'll try and cover that. Tonight's topic, I chose a topic, Insha'Allah, that could be a reminder for myself, and a reminder for you, a topic that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had aimed to achieve and obtain in his life, and sallallahu alayhi wa sallam indeed did obtain, achieve in his life. That achievement that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did achieve was a miracle and a great miracle that people do not realize until they really know the history of the Arabs at that time. It's the miracle of the brotherhood and the love for Allah. My brothers and sisters in Islam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was sent to people who are very stubborn people, very harsh people, living in a harsh area and hard area. These people had a little of mercy towards one another, to the state that they'll bury their own daughters alive. So when I say someone grabbing his own daughter when she's only baby, or she's only 1 or 2 years old, or even 3 or 4 years old, because of the shameness that they hear the words going around that this man has got a baby girl and so on, this person, these Arabs will grab their daughters and bury them alive. Bury them alive. How hard of a heart do you need to have to do such an action? So this incident by itself, you could imagine how hard and tough and harsh the Arabs were to their own daughters and own kids, then how harsh and hard and tough the Arabs are towards one another. The Arabs and a tribe will declare war on another tribe for hundreds of years. So that means their time, the time of the people that had the problem will be over, and then the children will take over the problem of their own fathers or even their grandfathers and continue on and pass on the same problem that was taken from their own grandfathers that pass on to their grandchildren. And what's the problem? A man swore at this man, their grandchildren will be fighting over the abuse. Like, it's over. The guy that swore this man, he's dead, and his children are dead, and the children of his children are dead. The Arabs will carry that to the fifth and sixth generation and fight and declare war against one another. So that's the type of people that were at that time. And they used to have standards. They used to have levels of people. This guy is the leader of the tribe and the son of the leader of tribe. He's got a respect. This guy is not the son of a tribe, or he's got no tribe behind him. He's got no respect. This person is not an Arab. He's absolutely just nearly to make it as a human being. That's how the people back then, that's how harsh, hard, disrespect they used to have to some people, the Arabs back then. At the same time, they used to have good qualities. They used to have the good qualities of being generous. They used to have the good qualities of having jealousy.
and so on. But the side of equality, it used to be very bad in the state. So sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came. And he came to that people. He came to that people. And alayhi salatu wa sallam was sent from among those people. And sallallahu alayhi wa sallam started to call these people to Allah azza wa jal. And one of the main concepts in Islam is to love one another for Allah's sake. And to throw behind all the jahiliyyah. White Camry is blocking someone downstairs. A white Camry is blocking someone downstairs. Remember where you parked your car, please remove your car. So these people, as we said, they were very harsh, hard-headed, had a bit of a mercy in them, and a few of them had a lot of mercy. And sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sent from among them. And Islam is established and built on brotherhood. And loving one another, and respecting one another, and standing up for each other, and obeying and listening. And absolutely these qualities did not really match the qualities of the Arabs at that time. So sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came and started to call to Allah and try and change that mentality from a harsh mentality to an easy mentality. From no respect of a mentality to all respect of a mentality. From disrespecting people to respecting people. From hating one another to loving one another. From no give up to anything to give up things for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the miracle happened. With these people used to hate each other, they became loving one another. Disrespecting each other, they start to respect each other. Looking down at each other, now they look up to each other. Al-Khazraj, Al-Aws al-Khazraj were two tribes in Medina. Two tribes in Medina. Those two tribes, forever, one full century, war was between them. And those two tribes are one from one family, originally from one grandfather. Live in one town, and there's only two of them. For one full century, they fought against each other. Over stupid things. Oh, but this guy said these things about his father, or this guy said these things about his grandfather, and so on. A war break off for years and years and years. And when Islam entered these people, when Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lived among these people, after they were hating one another, they become loving one another. After they were disrespecting each other, they start to respect each other. After they were turning and enemies against each other, now they start to become brothers for the sake of Allah azza wa jal. So loving for Allah Azza wa Jal and hating for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our main topic. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, whoever loves for Allah, hates for Allah, gives for Allah, prevents for Allah, had fulfilled his iman, had completed his iman. Loving for Allah Azza wa Jal. I love this person for Allah's sake. Not I don't love him for the sake, he's wealthy man. Oh, for the sake, he's a respectable man. Oh, for the sake, this man has people behind him. But I love this man because he loves Allah. I love this man because he's a believer. I love this man because of his good actions. And that's a problem and a disease among the Muslims. Where they respect and love that man for the sake of what this man has. He's got money, so I love him. But this man is one of the worst people on the surface of this earth. But you must love him and give him respect because of his money. You must love him and respect him because of his status. You must love him and respect him because of his tribe and family. And that's not what Islam. Islam teaches us to love this person for who he is. To love this person because he loves Allah. To love this person because he's a believer. To love this person because he calls to Allah Azza wa Jal. But his wealth and so on is not something that makes me love him. I love him for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when the Muslims had this quality, they would not distinguish between each other. And that's why Islam came to teach people that there's no differentiation between a black and white. There's no differentiation or discrimination between an Arab and non-Arab. All people are from Adam, and Adam is from mud. You love this person because he's a Muslim, not because he's an Arab or non-Arab. You love this person because he's a Muslim, not because he's white or black. You love this person because he's a Muslim, not because he's rich. You love this person because he's a Muslim, not because he's strong and tough. And that's why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his love was for every Muslim. Poor or rich, strong or weak, had a tribe behind him or not tribe. And that was one of the biggest problems that the non-believers and the leaders of the non-believers had with Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Their main problem at the beginning was, oh Muhammad, how do you expect us to sit in one gathering with these low people? And what that was mean by low, you know, this black Ethiopian, or this non-Arab people, or these people that don't have a tribe or respect in Mecca, how do you expect us to lower our respect and lower our status to the status of these people? And that's why they even offered the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam a proposal saying, oh Muhammad, make a day that you speak to us a different day from the day that you speak to them. Make a day that you speak to us a different day from the day that you speak to these people, those slaves or Ethiopians or these people that don't have respect and have family background and have money with them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran al-Kareem, and do not turn your eyes away from those ones who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do not turn your eyes away from those who remember Allah azza wa jal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blamed the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When I say blame, mu'ataba. Allah azza wa jal had mentioned an incident about the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam. An incident that was so tough on the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam. This incident alone, Aisha says, by Allah, if the Quran was from Muhammad and Ali Muhammad, the first thing that Muhammad would take out is this verse. Is that surah, and that was Abasa wa Tawalla. Abasa wa Tawalla. Allah mentioned the incident when Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was preaching to the leaders of Mecca, to the non-believers and the leaders of Mecca. And a man from the believers, from the weak believers, weak in his wealth, weak in his family, but strong by Allah azza wa jal. A man who's blind, his name is Abdullah ibn Maktoum. He comes to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And as we said, he's blind. He does not see what the Prophet alayhi salatu wasallam is preaching to. And if he saw, he would not get like the Prophet alayhi salatu wasallam, who give the space to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam to preach to those people. But this man heard the voice of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasallam. And as we said, he did not see the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam preaching to those leaders. So he told him, oh Muhammad, teach him what Allah had taught you. So sallallahu alayhi wasallam said later. And this man did not understand, because as we said, he can't see to understand. So he said, oh Muhammad, allimni mimma allamak Allah. Oh Muhammad, teach me what Allah had taught you. So the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got upset and frowned. And he doesn't want us to teach him. But he's saying later, I'm busy with those leaders. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the full incident in the Quran al-Kareem, saying to Muhammad, abasa wa tawalla, that you frown, and this man turns away, and you turn away. A man comes, and a blind man, and ja'ahu al-a'ma, a blind man comes, asking you to teach him about Islam, and you turn away from him. And then Allah azza wa jal said, amma man istaghna, and that one that turns away from you when you preach to them, you run to him and speak to him. See how Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned a hard verse on the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Aisha says, but Allah, if the Quran was from Muhammad and wasn't from Allah, the first thing that Muhammad will take away from the Quran is that verse. The first thing they will take away from the Quran is that verse. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to teach Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Islam is not based on who this person has or what this person has. Islam is based on Iman. Islam is based on Islam. And that's why sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there's no difference between Arab and non-Arab, between white and black, except with the taqwa. Inna akramakum inda Allahi atqakum, as Allah says, that the most honored and the most respectable ones to Allah are those ones who fear Allah most. Are those who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala most. So sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came with that mission, is to bring brotherhood, is to bring love with each other, is to bring respect towards one another. And that's why sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, alayhi salatu wa sallam, would constantly and constantly and constantly remind the companions about the love. About the love for Allah, about the brotherhood, about the respect, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran al-Kareem, innama al-mu'minuna ikhwa, that verily the believers are brothers. Verily the believers are brothers, and brothers are the more brothers towards one another than the brothers, than the brotherhood in blood. The brotherhood in Islam, my brothers, the brotherhood in Islam, my sisters, is more stronger, is more better than the brotherhood in blood. And that's why when Ali salatu was salam arrived in Medina, one of the first things that alayhi salatu wasalam established is the brotherhood. He made a person from Mecca a brother to a person from Medina. They became so close as believers. Look at the iman. Look at what iman does, ya ikhwani. Iman is not just about me praying to Allah and fasting to Allah, and that's it. But iman, I'll share the iman with others. I'll share my belief with others. Their iman, their brotherhood became so strong that one of the companions from Medina told a companion from Mecca, from the Muhajirin, a companion from the Ansar by the name of Sa'd ibn Rabi', told a companion who just migrated to his city by the name of Abdul Rahman bin Auf. He told him, brother, after this day, you are my brother. And indeed, he became his brother. And you know what he did? He done to this man that he just met now what you don't even do to your own brother that you've been with for the last 50 years. He done to this man that he just met now. He told him, listen, brother, the people of Ansar and people of Medina know that I'm one of the most wealthiest people among them. By Allah, you take half of my wealth and it's yours. And I've got two wives. Look at which one you like and you desire, I'll divorce her. And after the iddah finishes, you could get married to her. Which brother will do that to his own brother? If your own brother is so close to you, never do this to him. This man just met that man. This believer just met that believer. And look at the sacrifice they gave. And in return, the brothers in Islam do not take advantage of others. So Abdul Rahman bin Auf did not take advantage of Sa'd ibn Rabi'. When he knows Sa'd ibn Rabi' is saying it from his heart, he told him, brother, may Allah bless you and your wealth and your family, but tell me where the market is. In return, Allah Azza wa Jal made Abdul Rahman bin Auf one of the richest people in Medina. See, Islam, look at the iman, look at the brotherhood. That's why they loved each other for the sake of Allah. And ikhwani, our respect, our victory came from Allah, because when the Muslims were loving one another, when the Muslims were close to each other, and that's why Allah Azza wa Jalla says, وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. Grab onto the rope of Allah as united and do not split apart. And then Allah Azza wa Jalla reminds the Aws and Khazraj of their back history. وَاذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ إِذْ كُنْتُمْ عَدَاءً فَأَلَّفَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِكُمْ فَأَصْبَحْتُمْ بِنِعْمَةِ إِخْوَانَ. And remember when you were enemies, you used to hate one another and destroy one another, but because of Islam, you became brothers that love each other. That love each other, respect each other, and stand up for each other. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he constantly encourages the companions to love one another. Where he says that one of the seven people where Allah shades under his shade, where there's no shade except his shade, is two people, two men, loved each other for the sake of Allah. Loved each other for the sake of Allah. Nothing else but the sake of Allah. They loved each other for the sake of Islam. Not for the sake of wealth. Not for the sake of business. Not for the sake of respect. They loved each other for the sake of Allah. They'll be under the shade of Allah, who there's no shade except his shade in the hereafter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will call in the hereafter, أَيْنَ الْمُتَحَابِينَ فِي جَلَالِي فَالْيَوْمَ أُظِلُّهُمْ فِي ظِلِّي أَوْ تَحْتَ ظِلِّي يَوْمَ لَا ظِلَّ إِلَّا ظِلِّي. Allah will call upon his servants in the hereafter. Allah will call upon his servants in the hereafter. That moment where everyone's running away from the aunt mother, running away from the aunt father, running away from the aunt brother, and running away from the aunt sister. They run away from the aunt family. The moment with the breastfeeding mother will throw her own son and say, myself, Allah Azza wa Jalla will call upon that moment and say, where are those ones? Where are those ones who used to love one another for my sake? Where are those ones who used to love one another for my sake? For today, I will shade them under my shade with this no shade except my shade. I will shade them under my shade with this no shade except my shade. Why, oh Allah? Is it because they pray a lot? No. Is it because they fast a lot? No. Is it because they pay zakat a lot? No, it's because they loved each other for the sake of Allah. So loving each other for the sake of Allah in the hereafter is higher than praying and fasting in some occasions. Allah does not call upon those ones who prayed, I'll share under my shade with his no shade except my shade. Allah will call upon those ones who loved each other for the sake of Allah. In the hereafter, Allah Azza wa Jalla, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the prophets, the messengers, the martyrs, the awliya, that's close to Allah Azza wa Jalla, will envy a group of people. Where this group of people will have a special status. So who are those? Our Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that are those ones who loved for the sake of Allah and nothing else but the sake of Allah azza wa jal. They loved each other for the sake of Allah and nothing else but for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My brothers and sisters in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had warned against division, had warned against hatred. And our loss comes when the Muslims start dividing, hating one another. وَلَا تَنَازَعُوا فَتَفْشَلُوا وَتَذْهَبَ رِيحُكُمْ as Allah Azza wa Jalla said. And do not divide. Do not cause conflict between one another or else you lose your respect in front of your enemies. The non-believers, the enemies of Islam did not take advantage of the believers until they found the believers split. Until they found the believers looking down at each other. Until they found the believers and the Muslims backbiting each other. Until they found the believers and the Muslims destroying one another. That's when the Muslims start to get down. But once the Muslims stand up for each other, respect each other, that's when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send His victory and respect, send His victory and support to them. One of the things that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had encouraged the believers to love one another is to inform your Muslim brother when you love him. One sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was standing with a companion. And another companion will go pass in front of him. So that companion that was standing with the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam will tell the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, O Prophet of Allah, but Allah, I love that man. I love him. Maybe subhanAllah, he's never probably sat down with that man, but he loves him. You know why? Because Allah loves him. You know something, my brothers and sisters? When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves someone, Allah will call upon Jibreel and he'll tell him, O Jibreel, I love that person, so you love him. So Jibreel straight away obeys Allah's orders. And he loves that person for the love of Allah Azza wa Jal to him. And then Jibreel will call upon the people of the who call upon the angels of the heavens. Allah loves that person, so you love him. So they all love him. After the angels in the heavens love him. And after Allah Azza wa Jal loving him, who's going to hate him? So the respect and the acceptance and the love of his will be put in the hearts of people on earth. And same words when Allah hates someone. Allah Azza wa Jal will call upon Jibreel and say, I hate him. So Jibreel will say, so Jibreel about Allah's orders and he'll hate him and then he'll call upon the angels in the heavens to hate that man so they'll hate him. And then everyone will hate him. Don't you sometimes you see someone, you probably never seen him before, never met him before, but seen a few good characters from him, you just love him. You love that person. You probably love him more than your own brother. Subhanallah. You ask yourself why. You never sat down with him, you never spoke to him, but subhanallah, this person, because Allah loves him, so Allah put his love in the hearts of his servants. And same thing, this companion standing with the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Another one will go past in front of him. So he tells him, my Prophet Allah, I love this person. I love this person for the sake of Allah. So alayhi salatu wasalam, sallallahu alayhi wasalam, the one that taught people to love each other for the sake of Allah, will even teach him how to increase their love for the sake of Allah. Will tell him, have you informed him? So he says, oh Prophet Allah, no. So sallallahu alayhi wasalam, tell him, go and inform him. So this man will go and inform this man and tell him, by Allah, I love you for the sake of Allah. Look at the iman, ya ikhwani. Which nation goes, which man goes to another man, tells him, I love you for the sake of Allah. These days, men don't even say that to their own wives. But here the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is teaching the companions to inform each other for the love of Allah azza wa jalla, so they increase their love. So this man goes and tells him, by Allah, I love you for the sake of Allah. So this man tells him in return, by Allah, I love you for what you loved me. So what do you think happened after that day? Their love even increased. Their respect even increased. Their unity even increased. That's how the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam teaches us. He also teaches us sallallahu alayhi wasalam. And he promises and he says, by Allah, you will never enter the paradise until you become believers. And you will never become believers until you love one another. So they said, O Prophet of Allah, or the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam told them, shouldn't I guide you to a way that you love one another? Afshus salam baynakum. Spread salam between each other. Spread salam between each other. Increase your love. Don't you love this person when he's standing there, minding your own business, and then he goes past and says, salamu alaykum, brother. How much respect do you have that person? He came out of his way just to tell you salamu alaykum, just to show you that respect, that I respect you and I'm coming all the way to you to tell you salamu alaykum. He even taught us, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the one that taught people how to love each other after they never knew how to love each other. He taught them, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that the one that's walking gives salam to the one that's standing, and the one that's running gives salam to the one that's walking, and the ones that are riding give salam to the one that's the one that's standing. That's how alayhi salatu wasallam taught us. The little number gives salam to the bigger number. This is how to increase the love. Don't you find that respect? When you're standing there, someone comes and tells you, Assalamu alaikum, brother. And then here you are. You just want to give back all the better salam. You say, Wa alaikum assalam. Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa idha huyitum bitahiyatin fahiyu bihsana minha urudduha. As Allah says, and if you are greeted with a greeting, return that greeting with a better greeting. That's how Allah teaches us. What all these teachings, my brothers and sisters, is to bring the love with each other. And that's why when you have a problem with someone, you don't want to go next to him. You know why? Because you don't want to say salamu alaikum to him. You know why? Because if you're going to say salamu alaikum to him, you're going to break that barrier between you and him, and you're going to break that hatred barrier between you and him, and you're going to start loving him. And things are going to go smooth after that time. That's how shaitan works. And that's why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, afshu salama baynakum. Spread salam between each other. And he made a recommendation for someone to start the salam and an obligation for someone to reply the salam. It's recommended for you to give salam to someone, but it's an obligation on you to return the salam. It's also recommended, my brothers and sisters in Islam, to visit your Muslim brothers for the sake of Allah. Visit them for the sake of Allah. Not for the sake of Allah, I want to get something from them, or I want to hear something from them, or I want to take something from them, but I'll visit them for the sake of Allah. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that a man went to visit a Muslim brother. So Allah azza wa jal sends an angel to ask that man, to inform him of something and ask him of something. He tells him, brother, why are you going to visit this other brother? He said, I'm going to visit him for the sake of Allah. So he told him, there's nothing between you and him that you need from him. He said, nothing, just want to visit him for the sake of Allah. So the Prophet, I want to visit him for the sake of Allah because I love him for the sake of Allah. So the angel replied back to him, brother, I'm here from Allah to tell you that Allah loves you the way you love him. Allah loves you the way you love him. When you get the love of Allah, ikhwani, when Allah loves you, what more do you want in life? When you have Allah, when Allah Azza wa Jalla loves you, and He wrote you from among those ones, He loves you. What more do you want in life? Then you are protected in this world and the hereafter. Because Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would not allow any harm come on His servants, on those ones He loves in this world. And Allah will never punish those ones He loves in the hereafter. And one of the things that Islam also encourages us, to give presents to your Muslim brother. To give presents to your Muslim sister, even if something small, tahadu tahabu, as sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. Give presents to one another. You love one another. When someone comes out of his way and gives you a small present, even wallahi, if it's something so simple, you have and you admire that, and you increase your love to this brother, or you increase love to this sister, and you just want to pay him back in a better way. And that's why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, tahadu tahabu, give presents to each other. You love one another. See how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, see how alayhi salatu wa sallam focuses on the love. See how alayhi salatu wa sallam focuses on love and loving one another. To be there for each other. And that's why Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, he says, لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يحب لأخي ما يحب لنفسه. None of you will become a true believer until you love for your brother what you love for yourself. Until you love for your sister what you love for yourself. And that's why he says, لا تحسدوا لا تباغضوا لا تناجسوا. لا تدابروا. Do not hate one another. Do not envy one another. Do not look down on one another. Do not turn your backs on one another. وَكُونُوا عِبَادَ اللَّهِ إِخْوَانًا. And be the servants of Allah, brothers. المسلم أخو المسلم. The Muslim is the Muslim brother. The Muslim is a Muslim brother. لا يظلمه ولا يخذل. He does not oppress him and he does not betray him. He does not oppress him and he does not betray him. He does not turn his back away from him. بحسب امرئ من الشر أن يحقر أخاه المسلم. عليه الصلاة والسلام said, it is enough of an evil. It's enough evil. It's enough haram to look down at your Muslim brother. To look down at him and say he's this and he's that. It's enough evil to look down at him and consider him as nothing. It's enough evil to look down at him and accuse him of something. بحسب امرئ من الشر أن يحقر أخاه المسلم. It's enough evil and haram to look down at your Muslim brother. And that's why my brothers and sisters, let's take tonight's topic to implement in our lives. Let's love one another for Allah's sake. And respect each other for Allah's sake. And at the end, if you get upset for your Muslim brother or sister, don't turn your back on them. Speak to them. Approach them. Open it up with them. And at the same time, don't let shaitan put in your mind to look at your faults of your Muslim brothers. To look at the faults of your Muslim sisters. Because that's what shaitan's working so hard. Shaitan never comes to you and tells you, hate this guy. But he makes you look at his fault. He'll never come to you and say, hate him. So you look at his fault. And then you see that fault. Then he tells you, huh? See the other fault? And then you see. Then he tells you, huh? See the third fault. And then seeing one after another builds the hatred in your heart. Then you turn away from them. And that's why, ikhwani, don't look at the faults of others. Look at your faults before you look at others. And if you do see a fault in your Muslim brother, you do see a fault in your Muslim sister, you see some wrong in them, your job as a Muslim, if you really love Allah and His Prophet, you try and correct her. If you really love Allah and His Prophet, you try and correct her. You speak to them, you approach them, you try and fix it. Not look down at them and speak about them and turn away from them. That's not Islam, and that's what Islam calls for. Allahumma ja'alna min alladhina yastami'una al-qawl fayattabi'una ahsana. Once again, my brothers and sisters, next week we should hear the biography and the great biography and the story of the great imams of Islam. Insha'Allah, maybe by us hearing their biography and their stories, their love will increase in our hearts and we'll start imitating those great men. Allahumma ja'alna min alladhina yastami'una al-qawl fayattabi'una ahsana. Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala sayyidina wa habibina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Allahumma ahdina wa ahdibina wa ja'alna sababan liman ihtada. Ihdi ummata Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Aslih ummata Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك يا ربنا قريب مجيب للدعوات. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. نسألك من خير ما سألك منه عبدك ونبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه عبدك ونبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. Last advice, my brothers and sisters in Islam, your true love to your Muslim brothers and sisters is to guide them to the path, to the right path, and invite them to the environment that you're in. Invite your Muslim brothers and sisters to these environments. Inshallah, Allah Azza wa Jalla will give you their rewards and the rewards that they bring into these. وجزاكم الله خير. سبحانك اللهم بحمدك. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك وتوب إليك. And I love you all for the sake of Allah.